say the spinal aspect, a lot of it comes back to your core for a lot of reasons. So your core strength, everyone talks about it, but having a functional, looking good and having a functional core are two different worlds. Yeah. So we do a lot of work around that, whether you've got periphery sort of problems, whether it's your spine, and it all influences. So if muscles relate to organ system, nerve pathway, brain function, so your core relates to your small intestine, large intestine, your reproductive area. So that's hormones, food in, food out, everything your body produces. And yes.
Amazing. So it's wonderful. Where do you think chiropractic or massage or even just body work, like there's a lot more awareness now, even talking to a lot of the practitioners in America and around the world. New Zealand, I don't think we're behind. Like you say, our colleges are very high level, very professional. Our doctors in this country are very high level as well. But, you know, where do you see it in the actual medical realm? Do you still see us as here and then them here and then we sort of come together somehow? Or do you think we will actually become more interlinked in the future, like, you know, 10, 15, even 50 years from here? I mean, I'd really love to see it blended.
Obviously, it'd be beautiful to have it all interlinked as soon as possible. But how that comes about, like... But I personally, in my own personal view, I think the industry is going to flip. What you think's alternative now will be mainstream. Mainstream will be the alternative.
Yeah.
Because there's too much information out there now. You just got to make informed decisions. I'm not either left or right. I'm just, you've got to make informed decisions about what you perceive is right, what works for you. And even post-COVID, like there, I've got mates who are really scared of going outdoors still. You know what I mean? We've had it pretty sweet in New Zealand, really, in the bigger scheme of things. I feel for the rest of the world that's still in it. But other friends who are just like, well, hit the beach, hit the surf, just carry on with life, and it's not going to get them. You know what I mean? Like, it's too extreme. So there's got to be a fine line there between what is right, what's ethically right, and, you know, I won't go into the different aspects of it right now.
Why not right now? Yeah. We can talk about this another time. Oh, great. It's just good to actually hear about what you do. And, like I said a bit earlier, I've been teaching for a year now. So the students going out into business. I know that lately you have been interviewing some pretty big people or been interviewed by some pretty big people. So I did see that you were interviewed by Donald Trump's right-hand man, Mr. George Ross, for over 30 years. And I know he's very wise when it comes to business in that sense. But even as a doctor yourself and for young practitioners just going out into the business world, you know, have you got any advice for them? Maybe and how they find their groove and where they fit within the system.
I think in these times, like unless you've got a really good model and you've got a backup system or branch that could actually help you out of business, I think like you'd probably be better off to go in as an associate and work within a practice, find yourself within it, and then step out in these times. Because it's unknown times, even though we're doing really well in New Zealand, the world could pivot at any time with a new strain and those sort of things. So at this given time this year, you'd probably be better off to go in as an associate, work with someone, find your ground, and then just see how the world pivots in the next couple of years as to where you really want to sit. Unless you've got a professional pathway, if you've got a team or a professional environment you can just go straight into, do that, and then just do what you love, love what you do.
That's great advice.
Like that's for any practitioner, depends on where you want to play, you know what I mean? If you just want to earn this much, just doing it from your home would be fine, you know what I mean? If you want to go next level, go into a professional environment, find partners, find someone you can associate yourself with. So like a massage therapist with a chiropractor or osteopath, all the different professions, and work as a team and try to create that model. And that model will be coming, the supernatural alternative mainstream. bottom. Okay. So it's already happening around the world in various places.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. And I mean, you also have been talking to like the Fitbit global fitness entrepreneur, Jillian Michaels. She, I mean, listening to her story even, you know, of where she's come from, and she's been in the industry for so long, but, you know, even, you know, was there any sort of tips or advice that you got from her as far as that's concerned? So we are talking about that shift or that flip, you know, as far as healthcare and where we see it in the future, and how, like you're saying, it's not really going to be alternative anymore. I don't think that that word will sort of become mainstream.
Well, people are getting smarter and there's more information out there, so they really want results, not only for them, you know, it's not just adults, it's children, it's their life, their heart and soul that they want to help with through life, and you know, they just need the tools and they want results. So if you can show them the pathway to those results, then obviously they're going to follow you in terms of that that's relative to them. Not the pathway I want them to do, the pathway that's relevant to the individual right in front of you, mapping it out for them at what stage they're at, what they need at this given time to get to their goal.
And that's part of coaching as well, isn't it? You know, we aren't just practitioners. Like you find that you're almost the coach and the teacher and all of those things as well, and how we can help people and lead them to maybe where they need to be. But yeah, no, it's good.
Like with Jillian Michaels, she was she's a cool lady. She's just
it looked does real so fun. Much. And it looked like you had fun with her too.
Yeah, absolutely. She's real. So. But like, she had to pivot. She had things that were successful over the lockdown and things that they needed to work on. One special thing that she had done is obviously her app, fitness app, has just blown up. So it's really cool. So I actually logged in. I haven't started my program yet, though.
I'll tell her that. No.
Now it's gone.
You've been busted. Now be ringing you up.
2021. Oh, I just put myself in it now. Eh?